invite you to come be with us. And we do that every Easter Sunday night. It's just something the church does, and I think it's a good day to be remembering the Lord and what He did for us and His body, and that's what the service is about. So I hope and pray that you'll come and be with us. If you can't, I appreciate you for being here this morning, and I hope and pray that you'll have a good time with your family. But right now we're looking in the Word of God to see what He's wanting to tell us this morning. In verse 13 of the book of St. Luke in chapter number 24, the Bible reads like this: "And behold, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 60 furlongs. They talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus Himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know Him. And He said unto them, What manner of communications are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering said unto Him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And He said unto them, What things? And they said unto Him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered Him and have crucified Him. But we trusted that it had been He which should have redeemed Israel. And besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre when they found not His body. They came saying they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that He was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But Him they saw not. Then He said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, He expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning Himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And He made as though He would have gone further. But they constrained Him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And He went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as He sat at meat with them, He took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave to them. And their eyes were open, and they knew Him, and He vanished out of their sight. And they said one to another, Did not our hearts burn within us while He talked with us by the way, and while He opened to us the Scriptures? And then they rose up the same hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 gathered together and them that were with them, saying, The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon. And they told what things were done in the way, and how He was known of them in breaking of bread. And as they thus spake, Jesus Himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And He said unto them, Why are ye troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when He had thus spoken, He shewed them His hands and His feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, He said unto them, Have ye here any meat? And they gave Him a piece of broiled fish and of honeycomb, and He took it And he did eat before them. I believe that'd be all that we read. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you once again this morning. Thank you, Lord, for what we've already been able to feel this day. Thank you, Lord, for your liberty, Lord, early this morning. We thank you for Sunday school. Lord, again, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to be in this meeting. Lord, you knew we'd be gathered together like this today. You knew every person that would be here. You knew we'd be standing. You knew the preachers that'd be here and the families that'd be gathered together. Lord, I pray, God, today we get beside all these other things and get them off our minds. And focus, Lord, on what this day really means to each one of us. If we're saved, Lord, it's because of this day we have hope beyond the grave. And if we're not saved, it'd be a wonderful day to get saved. I pray, Lord, you'd use us, Lord, now for a few moments. Lord, to preach that you've laid on our heart. Touch hearts in a special way. Give us the strength that we stand in need of one more time. And God, anything's accomplished in this meeting, this morning, we'll do our best to remember to give you the thanks, the praise, and the honor, and the glory for everything that you've done. Help us now, Lord, to just be what you'd have for us to be. Touch hearts again in a special way. Lord, I feel your presence right now. For us, in Jesus' name, we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. I want to take notice back at one of the verses of Scripture to try to take our text from. The Bible said in verse 18, I want to read it one more time. Said one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said unto him, art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And I believe that'd be all that we read for right now. I begin to think about the thought last night. The Lord laid it on our heart a couple days ago, and we've just really, Brother Andy, really been meditating on it. Is, have you not heard? Have you not heard? Here two men was, the Bible said, two of them went that same day to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs. And I begin to look at that. It was 7.5 miles that these men was walking from Jerusalem down to Emmaus there. And they was discussing and talking about things that was going on that was prevalent in their day. As I begin to think about that early this week, Brother Mallory, so many times in our day, and I'm thankful when the Lord gives us a thought like this, that people will make a statement like this. Have you not heard Sister Alicia had her baby this week? Have you not heard that so-and-so got married last Saturday or last month? Have you not heard Brother Jeff's in the hospital or this or that? We're always discussing things that are going on in our life. And so what these two men was doing here going down a road was discussing things that was going on that was prevalent in that day. And when they began to tell the Lord, Brother D.B., what was going on, Jesus acted like he didn't know what was going on. And Cleophas said, are you a stranger in Jerusalem? Because he didn't know what things was going on. Amen. Now you might say, Brother Jeff, what are you talking about? Sometimes we'll go to work and we'll begin to talk to somebody about things that's going on in this world, and somebody say, have you heard that this happened? Did you hear that the bombing took place this morning? I remember one day in particular when I was at work, and somebody come out in the warehouse and said, did you hear somebody just drove a plane into one of the towers? And I said, for real? And they said, we don't know if it's an accident or what, but we're always talking about things that are going on. And these two men evident was up on everything was going on in that day. And when Jesus told them that he didn't know what was going on, they began to tell him. And I'm just wondering this morning, have you heard the news?
things. There's some things that was going on at this time. And I'm wondering, had we heard about it? Amen. Amen. Brother D.B., you might say, Brother Jeff, what was going on? Well, here they, Cleopas, Brother Darrell, he began to talk to the Lord. And he said, well, you must be a stranger. He said, let me tell you what's been going on. He said, there was a man named Jesus who was a mighty prophet in word and in deed. And they had turned him over. There's been a trial going on. And they condemned him to death. And after they condemned him to death, he is crucified. Amen. It didn't tell the whole story here, but I believe Brother Ainday began to tell about how that he was crucified on the side of two thieves. And not only that, but how that they had put a crown of thorns on his head and pierced a sword in his side and ridiculed and mocked him. And maybe they even said, I can't believe that you hadn't heard what's been going on. Amen. Amen. Do you know sometimes it amazes me that people lives in one of the most godless countries and nations in this world, and they don't even know what time church starts. Amen. Amen. Most people that even belong to a church don't go to church on Sunday night or Wednesday night. They don't even know when the church has meetings or what the church is doing or where the church is going or what the church is trying to do. That just lets me know sometimes we're out of touch of what God wants us to see, what's going on. And I'm wondering, have you heard what's been going on? Amen. Amen. Oh, they begin to tell the Lord about how that Jesus had been mistreated. And not only that, Jesus, the Bible said God had withholden from them who he was. Not only did Jesus know everything had been going on, it had been happening to him. Amen. They was talking to the one that had been going through all these things, they had been hearing about and experiencing, and what the news was being turmoil in the town, and how everybody had been talking about what things had been going on. And they couldn't believe that somebody was in town and hadn't heard what was going on. Amen. Boy, I'm going to tell you, I hope and pray to the Lord there's nobody in Marietta. It's not hearing about what the Lord has done for us with all the churches in Marietta. Certainly, I hope there's nobody in Marietta that don't know what's going on. That there's a Savior that was crucified and buried and mistreated. And I'm afraid there's probably people right in our own community that hasn't heard what's been going on and how much Jesus loved them. Amen. He loves you this morning. He sure does. And so their eyes had been withholding. One of the things I noticed there, another thing that Cleopas pointed out, he said, but we had trusted that it had been him that was going to come and save Israel. I mentioned this in Sunrise a little bit. It wasn't what I was preaching on. But Brother Mallory, he began to tell him maybe about the disciples leaving their job and saying, you know, there was people following him. And we all were supposing it was him. Everybody thought that when he had come, that he was the one. And John told us he was the one. John had his head took off, and some of the disciples had died, and all these things, and we thought it was him, but they crucified him and they killed him. And boy, there's been some things going on in town here lately. Oh, but you know what he said after that? Boy, I really like this. He said, besides this, I know I've told you about him being crucified. about him going through trial and being mistreated. But have you heard this? He had made a statement, and on the third day, he was going to rise again. And one of the statements that he made in this verse was this. He said, and besides this, today is the third day since all these things had happened. Amen. I wonder, have you heard? Today's the third day. Jesus, he's been condemned to death and went through trial. He was killed and crucified. He was buried. But today, it's the third day. Amen. Amen. Thank be to God. It wasn't the first day or the second day. This was the third day. Amen. Amen. You know, something happened special on the third day. It never happened before. Amen. Jesus went down to the heart of the earth on the first day and the second day. On the third and fourth day and fifth day, he walked around and showed himself on up to the 40 days. And then he ascended back to heaven. But there was something that happened on the third day that had never happened before. Amen. And one of the writers penned it like this. Jesus said, Jonah was in the heart of the belly of the whale for 3 days and three nights, and so must the Son of Man be in the heart of the earth for 3 days and three nights. But on the third day, amen, they'll tear this temple down. In 3 days, I'm going to build her again, and I'm going to rise again from the grave, victorious over death, hell, and the grave. He said, have you heard about this? I'm going to tell you something. When you leave here today, you might not remember everything I said. Y'all be able to go down to the restaurant and somebody said, what did he preach? Have you heard? Amen. I want to make sure that everybody's heard about how much Jesus loved us. Amen. And so here they was, brother EJ, talking to the Lord, telling him about all this things that had happened. And they said, and also, I said early this morning, I just want to make sure I don't leave this out. Some of the ladies from our company, they went down to the sepulcher to find the Lord's body, and they was going to anoint him with oil and spices. And when they got down there, the stone had been rolled away, and the body was gone. And they even come back with a testimony that they had seen visions of angels down to the sepulcher, and that the angels had told them that Jesus was alive. Amen. Have you heard that? Boy, I'm going to tell you something tonight. This morning, amen, we ought to be able to relate with that. More people ought to be able to say amen and just a few of us, because if you're saved this morning, it's because you know he's alive and he resurrected. And if you hadn't been saved, you won't get saved until you realize he did die, he was buried, but he is alive. Amen. He's alive this morning. Boy, oh, Cleopas, he said, have you heard? He's supposed to be alive. Amen. We seen him kill him, but now we don't know really what's going on. And then Jesus spoke up. After they had told him everything had been going on, he said, oh, fools and slow of heart, to believe all the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? Jesus just began to say, he said, you know, oh, ye fools. He's just pretty much saying, are y'all having a hard time believing what all the prophets had said? I know you think that I'm a stranger in town, and maybe I am. I just want you to know something. He was there for 32 years, but he was only passing through. his residence was in glory. Amen. He had left heaven to come to earth. Amen. And that wasn't his permanent home in Jerusalem. He was a stranger to his own people. Amen. You know, the Bible said that he was rejected of his own, and his own received him not. That he was the head cornerstone that was rejected, that the builders rejected. He said, you know, he said, boys, I'm hearing what you're saying, Cleopas, but don't have a, Brother Darrell, don't have such a hard time believing what all the prophets have said and everything that should have went on. And he also said, he said, must not Christ, he didn't call him Jesus. See, they was calling him Jesus of Nazareth and using different names. But Jesus, when he referred to himself, he said, must not Christ have suffered these things? Amen. Brother EJ, there are some things that Jesus come to suffer, bleed, and die for you and me. And he knew what he was going to go through when he come here. Amen. He sure did. The Bible said he began at Moses and all the prophets, and he expounded unto them and all the scriptures of things concerning himself. Boy, he began at Moses. He began to just lay it down and break it down. Some of you might not even know what the word expound means. You ought to. I hope that I've said it enough that you'd know. But when you expound on the scriptures, I'm not being ugly, but a lot of times we'll read the scriptures, and then when we get up, if people's not careful, we'll preach. And we'll say Joseph was the daddy, and Mary was the mother, and Jesus was born, and the wise men come. And the shepherds come. And boy, wasn't that good? Let's get a verse of song. And I'm not being ugly, but nothing has been explained. Really, nothing has been preached. You can read the Bible and it'll tell you that Joseph's the daddy and Mary's the mama and that Jesus was born. But when you expound on the scriptures, it means to open them up, to enlighten the people of what God was trying to say. And when we preach the scripture, that should be opened up to you, that you see what God is trying to tell you personally this morning. Amen. That's what expounding means. The Bible said Jesus just didn't tell them what was going on. He began to expound on it. He went in depths. I bet when he got done, he was thinking, who is this stranger on the road to Emmaus with us? I thought he didn't know what was going on, but I think he knows more about what's been going on than we do. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something, he did. Amen. He sure did. Brother D. Ben, he explained to them, and I'm about done. And the Bible said, think about this. After walking 7.5 miles, Brother Troy, the Bible said Jesus would have even went further. Other men said, hey, it's getting late. You know, you start out right now if you want to and go down Powder Springs Road. Walk 7.5 miles. By the time you get down there, it's going to be late tonight. Brother Brandon, and we're going to... Somebody, if we're going with them and they're as close and they pulled in, if I was in a car going to the house, if I knew I had 30 more miles to go, and somebody said, y'all just pull in here with us, I'd say, where's the bed at? And where's the milk and the cereal? Amen. Let's go in the house. Amen. Most of us ain't used to walking that much. Amen. I started a job. Brother James here about, I guess, 2.5 months ago. In the first couple of days, I climbed the ladder about 1,000 times. Thomas, I used to, when I get on the ladder, Brother Brandon, I'd see y'all guys go up and down them like they wasn't nothing. And I'd get on one and I'd be, y'all holding on the bottom and the top now. And I'd think, I don't see how they climb up and down them things. Now I'm throwing that thing up on ice and hopping up on one leg and all this stuff. I mean, when you do something enough, you get used to it. And the first couple of days, Brother Mallory, they don't never have steps
steps in these buildings. And so we'll do a parking deck and gotta go round and round and walk and walk and walk and get all the way up the top. And somebody said, did you bring a chisel? Did you bring this? No. Go all the way back down and walk all back down there. Get back up over the chisel. And they was like, we ain't got no power up here. You ain't bring a drop cord? No. Go all the way back down there. I'm telling you, I do more walking than working. Amen. Amen. I've lost over 20 pounds. I probably walk 50 to 100 miles a week, maybe 200 miles a week. Now I'm getting used to it. Maybe y'all can tell I'm not burning out of energy when I'm preaching now. Amen. I feel better. Amen. Thank be to God. And I'll tell you, if you walk 7.5 miles with Jesus, you'd feel better too. Amen. Boy, Cleophas said, hey, y'all just turn in with us. And he said, well, and he made as though he would go further. I've always took this, Brother Mallard, as being, you been telling me, come on, Brother Jeff, just come on, stay with us. I need to go. Come on now, come on. Amanda won't mind us. Come on in here with us. Well, I really need to go on, but I guess since you just keep on keeping on, I'll come on in there. Amen. And that happens a lot. People will get the preacher to turn in for a few minutes. And Jesus turned in there. And maybe one of them, you know what's amazing about this? Cleophas is going to always be preached about because his name is mentioned. But it said there's two men on the road to Emmaus. It don't tell us who the other man was. I'd like to just think it was me or you and make this thing personal. I know literally we wasn't there, but I've walked a few miles with the Lord, and thank be to God, He's always went with me. Amen. Bible said they's talking about this, and I don't really know how this happened. Maybe the Lord overheard the conversation and said, and they was discussing in communion what things had been going on. And they said Jesus just went over and joined himself with them. I don't usually walk back here, but I hope this don't offend nobody. Started walking down the road with them. And they listening to them talk, Brother James. And they're going down the road to Emmaus, Brother Billy. And he's going with them, and the Bible said, and he went with them. Not only did he join up with them, but he went with them. Amen. I joined up with a Christian man, Brother Glenn. But thank be to God, I'm going with y'all. Wherever you go, that's where I'm going. You know why? We're going the same place. Amen. I believe we're going to heaven if we're saved. Are you going to heaven this morning? You ought to be able to say amen to that. If you've been saved, you are on your way to a better place. Amen. But this other fellow's not even mentioned. Just said he was there, Brother DB. And I'm not being ugly, but that happens a lot too. I've been to revivals and they say, oh, Brother Billy did some good preaching. And there was this other fellow. He got stirred up then. The service boy was a good testimony, but I don't know who he was. I don't know where he come from. I don't know if he's a pastor or anything. You know what I'm talking about, Brother Troy. Or somebody will say, boy, there was this fella. And that's all you ever hear about him. You don't know his name. He got to praying. And boy, the Holy Ghost just fell on that place. Who was he? I don't know. Some fella. Amen. Thank be to God. You know, I've ran into a few fellas. I've ran into just a few other men every once in a while in my ministry. And, you know, it's a blessing 20 years later when you bump back into that same person and you're like, that's that fella that got stirred up at night. I'm going to go ask him what his name is. Maybe when I get in heaven, somebody say, now there's Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and there's Paul and Silas over yonder if you'd like to go talk to them. And that's Cleophas. And there's going to be another fella standing beside him. And I'm going to walk over and I'm going to say, now you Cleophas, yeah, what's your name? Maybe I don't know what he'll say. Maybe he'll say, Simon. So was you the one on the road to Emmaus with Cleophas that day? Amen. You know, some of these things that we want to know, it's intriguing to us. When we really get to heaven, it's not going to be important. Amen. But down here, you sometimes it's intriguing and gets us interested. I'm done. I want to come get a verse of song. You know, I thought about this, though. They was walking down the road to Emmaus, Cleophas and this other fellow. And he said, listen to what he says. He said, art thou a stranger in Jerusalem? Hast thou not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? In a way, he was just saying, you hadn't heard what's been going on? Where are you from? Are you a stranger in Jerusalem? You don't know what's going on? I want to get to this part, though. This is where I wanted to finish with the Lord's help. He break the bread. That's where we're going to be at tonight. He break the bread, Brother James. And he blessed it. And when he began to pray, them two boys, they said, that's him. We was telling about all the stuff that had been going on. Now he's supposed to rise again today, and he's sitting at the table. The man is praying is him. He got done praying, and the Bible said, they said, you're him. Said they knew who it was. Said immediately, he vanished out of their sight. But then there, said that same hour, they ain't take forever to pack their bags up, Brother Mallory. They said, man, we got to get everything together and go tell everybody. Brother E.J. said they ran and found the 11. So I know what the women said early this morning and how they'd heard a vision from the Lord. But he was just walking with us on the road to Emmaus, and he come in the house and he break bread. And I just want you to know he's alive. Not only did he say he was alive, you ready? He said he's alive indeed. No doubt. I just eat bread with him and heard him pray. I just walked 7.5 miles with him and talked to him. I don't know why we didn't catch on to it before now. Because didn't our hearts burn within us the whole time he was talking? And I'm going to tell you what I believe. I don't believe your heart's been burning the whole time I've been talking. Nor do I believe that'll ever happen. But I believe there's people in this building that when the Lord started talking to you a while ago, through something that he told me to tell you, your hearts begin to burn within you. And you say, what is this? I really don't even know what this is, and I'm trying to tell you what things has been going on. And that's the Holy Spirit talking to you. And there ain't nothing wrong. I've never shared this. It's never come to me like this morning, but I'm going to share this and be quiet. There's nothing wrong with it taking a few times, sometimes even a few services, to understand what that burning is and that talking is. Because even these two men was disciples and they walked 7.5 miles with the Lord and didn't recognize that it was him talking to her, Brother D.B. But once they did realize who it was, boy, was they excited and did something about it. And what I'm asking you this morning is once you realize it's the Lord talking to you, I wish you'd do something about it. I wish you'd come talk to the Lord about what it is he needs to talk to you about. I want us to rise to our feet this morning. Maybe you're here today and you say, boy, I ain't never heard that. I never heard some of the stuff you brought out. It's common to most people. The thought the Lord gave me, and I thank him for it. This morning I preached on who'd you come looking for. And I had this message before I had the other. I was really nervous this morning. I left the house. I didn't know what I was going to preach over there. The Lord let me know 3 or 4 days ago when he gave me this, he said, this is for your church. And I almost this morning, I said, Lord, are you sure I can't preach this in Sunrise? I ain't got nothing. And he said, no, that's for your church. So I know the Lord needed it preached here for somebody, because he made it clear to me that this is where it need to be preached. And I thank him for it. I won't go ahead, Brother Nick. Sing whatever verse of song's on your heart. Maybe you're here this morning, you need to pray. Would you come? Right now while the Lord's speaking to you. Have you heard? Lord, have your way, Lord, this morning. How about it this morning? Where do you stand with the Lord? How you live? Has the Lord spoke to you this morning? Your heart's burning within you. He wants to talk to you. Because he loves you. It's because he loves you this morning that he came and took the time to speak to you. Are you satisfied with your relationship with the Lord? Is everything all right between you and Jesus? Yes. Have your way. While she plays softly for a second, you know, this can be applied to so much. Have you heard so-and-so ain't going to church no more? I hear that so much. Have you heard that Brother so-and-so's not preaching anymore? Did you hear it? Sister so-and-so or Brother so-and-so had to have throat surgery. They don't know if they're going to be able to sing anymore. Get a phone call at the house. Did you hear Brother so-and-so's wife seed up with cancer, it's in the fourth stage, have you heard? Did you hear so-and-so had a wreck this morning, they didn't make it? Sometimes they'll even call Brother Matt, I'll be going down I-20, my boss will call and say, hey, have you heard? There's a wreck on 20, if you can get off before Fulton Industrial and go another way, might want to save you from getting in that mess. Just want to make sure you had heard. maybe this is registering now with some of you. You know, sometime we'll even have meetings at church. We don't mean nothing by it. A couple men will be missing sometime. And if we have a meeting next Sunday, those two men will be back and two other men will be missing or five will be missing. And it don't matter when you have a meeting, no way is everybody going to be here. So sometimes things get missed. Somebody ain't heard. And they said, well, I ain't heard. I said, oh, you ain't heard? And what I come this morning to say with the Lord's help, I just want to make sure that you've heard that He loves you. That no matter what anybody says, He's not dead. He's alive. Just want to make sure that you heard He does care whether you go to church or not. He cares about your kids and your grandchildren. He wants to see them in the house of the Lord. You know why? So they can hear about Him in Sunday school. So that I can preach what the Lord gives me to your children so that one day your children will bring your grandchildren to the house, Lord, and they can hear. You know what's one of the saddest statements I've ever read in the Scriptures? We're fixing to give one more verse. But Moses and the children of Israel, by the mountain, they walked across the Red Sea on dry ground. God just, maybe you've never heard this, you know, God didn't just speak that neither. He didn't just say, be thou dry. But the Bible said He exhaled. He breathed out of His nostrils. He didn't even blow on it. You try, I'm telling you, you got more power in blowing than you do exhaling. Try blowing out the cake candles next time with an exhale out of your nose. You can't do it. But you can rear back. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm telling you the difference. You can barely blow with your mouth and go, and just sort of move it. If he'd have blew with his mouth, he'd have blew the water out of the ocean. I mean, God just exhaled and the water stood up on both sides and the ground dried up because He exhaled on it. They walked over on dry ground, got the other side, singing songs, rejoicing. But then they begin to give the golden calf all the credit of how they got to the other side. They went in and spied out the land, Brother D.B., men come back with a bad report and said, we can't take it. Oh, my goodness, you ought to see walled cities. They're this, they're that. They're giants. We're like grasshoppers. I ain't even said the sad part yet. So they didn't go in. They wandered around the wilderness for 40 years. And because they wasn't doing what God told them to do, they just sort of wandered around. You know what happened? They went from Moses' generation that God was doing everything for, sending plagues, getting them out of bondage, to a generation just sort of running, wandering around in the wilderness without the Lord most of the time. To a generation, this is the saddest verse I've ever read. There rose up a generation that knew not the Lord. They had not heard. I don't want my kids or your kids not to hear about Jesus. And I don't want my kids' kids did not hear about Jesus. Lucas, I don't know what the Lord has in store for you, and I'm not trying to put this on you, but I got a young man there. I got another young man back there. My son's standing back there somewhere. We got Ty in here somewhere. We got Sean and Shane. Got other little boys I'm pointing through. Somebody's going to have to preach. Keep preaching. And it'll be whoever the Lord calls, and I might be dead and gone. But if He calls you, or if He calls you, or He calls you, you make sure my great-grandchildren, if I'm dead and gone, hears about Jesus being buried and resurrected and rose again, and that He's still alive. Amen. Somebody needs to keep telling it so they'll hear. Amen. The Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach unless he be sent? I don't want nobody in here to say, well, Brother Jeff said that I was a preacher. I did not. I said, if God calls you to preach, you preach it. Preach it gun barrel straight. If they lock you up, preach it anyway. I might call a sheriff to get me out if they lock me up. Bless God. I got some connections. Amen. Praise the Lord. He might not get me out of another county, but we're supposed to preach it anyway. We're not in this thing to please people. We're in this to make people know Jesus is alive. And guess what? I'm going to tell you one thing before I let you go. This is some shocking news. It's a good crowd this morning. You ready? He's going to be alive next Sunday morning. Y'all can come back if you want to. And the Sunday morning after that, he'll still be alive. Because that's what he said. I once was dead, and now I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. He said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm here to stay now. One day he's coming back in power. Sing one more verse. One more verse.